From outside of Elroy, motor racing capital of the world, this is Texas Music Matters.
Texas Music Matters is made possible in part by Lewis Shanks of Texas, offering fine home furnishings since 1945. LewisShanksFurniture.com.
I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. Austin, Texas is teeming with race fans from all over the world for Formula One this weekend. And this hour, we're going to be traveling to the intersection of cars and guitars, where there's actually quite a bit of history. Paul Grushkin is the author of Rockin' Down the Highway, the first book to explore the connection between cars and rock and roll.
50-plus years of rock and roll, and there's never been a book about rock and roll in the car. I mean, there was this huge void to fill. When you look at the history of rock and roll, it probably dates from 1954. If you look at Elvis as the benchmark, you know, July 54, that's all right, mama. But hot rodding has been going on either since the 1930s or certainly post-war, post-World War II, 47, 48, 49, etc. So if you look at a song like Rocket 88, done with by Ike Turner's band and his cousin Jackie Brenston in 1951, you could say that was one of the very first car songs relative to what would become rock and roll.
You women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! In my rocket and don't be late, baby, we're pulling out about 8:30. Going round the corner and get a fifth. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
Rocket 88, Jackie Brenston's name is on the label, but in fact it was Ike Turner's band. It's a song often credited with being the first rock and roll song, though that's an arguable contention. It's almost certainly the first rock and roll car song, not counting the original architects of rock and roll, that is, including one notable Texas blues man in particular. Lightnin' Hopkins.
Saw you riding around. You was riding in a brand new automobile. Yes, I saw you riding around. You was riding around in a brand new automobile. Yes, you was sitting there happy with your handsome driver at the wheel in your brand new automobile. tempting with powder. Your lips all full of rust. Yes, your face was tempted with powder, and your face all full of rust. Yes, but I knowed you was coming home. When you find out your driver didn't mean you no good in your brand new automobile. Out of all you done, baby, darling, you know I love you still. Out of all you done, baby, darling, you know I love you still. Yes, I know you don't worry about no one driver. It's too many lanes to drive your bill in your brand new automobile.
Son of Centerville, Texas, Sam John Hopkins on Texas Music Matters. When he died in 1982, the New York Times tagged him the greatest single influence on rock guitar players. This hour, we're at the intersection of cars and guitars on Texas Music Matters. In the driver's seat this hour, Paul Grushkin. His book, Rocking Down the Highway, chronicles how that wonderful feel of rolling in an automobile ultimately made the transition to vinyl.
The boys returned from the war, those who were lucky to have survived, you know, intact, and they could pick up the pieces where they'd left. So either they were relating back to the, well, let's say the early 1940s. So the hot rod pieces that they would have made in their first gow jobs, is what they used to call them, would be Model A's, maybe even Model T's, anything that was left over and ready for reconstruction in their hands. And so they began to get to work. But the problem was there was no rock and roll per se. Yes, they were listening to Hank Williams by 1950, maybe even cool jazz in Southern California by the early 1950s. But clearly there was something waiting to happen. And the odd thing about looking at Hot Rod Records out of San Antone is that the label is so true to hot rodding. But the music itself is Cajun music. There were 7 songs released on the Hot Rod record label. You see what I'm saying is that hot rodding really came first. And then once rock and roll came about in 54, I still use Elvis as the benchmark here, or Little Richard, then we can see that there's, you know, the same kind of people approaching, you know, a subject from two different sides, the car guys, gearheads, and the new rock and rollers. It was an inspired marriage.
Here's something rare from Buddy Holly on Texas Music Matters.
Roll.
An early recording by Buddy Holly with high school friend Bob Montgomery on Texas Music Matters. Back in Lubbock, Buddy and Bob had a radio show on KDAV. The soundtrack to the hot rod culture that started in the 50s continues today, especially in Austin.
Where we see the confluence of hot rodding and rock and roll, or custom culture and rock and roll, is clearly in events like the Lone Star Roundup, where you have a club that's beloved of its town, which is what the Continental is, and you have all the friends of the Continental driving rods and customs, rat rods and beaters, all kinds of wonderful things of their own invention, or reinvention, and they create a several-day event that has music as its center point and cars as all the aspects. So you can see literally several thousand cars in the streets of Austin, Texas, all headed up to or from the Continental Club, putting music directly in the middle of the context.
I got a red car with the blue tail lights, shiny red seats with the piping in white, leopard skin dash and a Luger hood, she goes up, 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 when she's running. Let's go! Mind to the mountains above.
Dallas. That's the Reverend Horton Heat, a staple of the hot rod culture and certainly part of the Texas nexus between cars and guitars. Coming up, Mercury's, Lincoln's, Mercedes, and lots more on this F1 edition of Texas Music Matters. We'll be right back. from Austin. This is Texas Music Matters.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll learn about a band leader who made the grade from the high schools of Houston to the concert halls of Japan. Conrad Johnson was born on November 15, 1915 in Victoria, Texas. As a young saxophone player, Johnson moved to Houston to pursue a musical career. However, he turned down offers to tour with major jazz groups in the 1940s, choosing instead to work as a high school band leader. In 1969, Johnson became director of the stage band at Houston's predominantly African-American Cashmere High School. He quickly transformed the Cashmere band by blending traditional pieces with modern funk, soul, and R&B. Johnson's innovative approach paid off when the group won 42 out of 46 major competitions and was voted best stage band in the nation in 1972. In 2008, the group reunited to perform a tribute to Conrad Johnson. The 92-year-old Johnson died just 2 days later. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll recall a Thanksgiving Day jam session that made Austin music fans very grateful. I'm Gary Hartman for Texas Music Matters.
I'm Peter Mongelo of the Austin American Statesman, and this is the Austin Music Source. Formula One race weekend is upon us, and in addition to several race-related activities, organizers have planned live music events over the next 3 days, what's officially branded as Austin Fan Fest. Many of the shows require a ticket, such as Aerosmith, who play at the Irwin Center with Cheap Trick Friday night, while Juanes, Lupe Fiasco, and the Wallflowers will perform at ACL Live on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, respectively. Rapper Flo Rida and Enrique Iglesias hit the stage at the Austin Convention Center. There are also free events scheduled downtown in the Warehouse District with Austin acts including Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears, Quiet Company, and Akina Adderley set to perform. Check austinfanfest.com for the complete schedule. If you don't want to deal with the F1 crowds, you've got lots of great options this weekend, including Austin band The Ripe, who play at Hotel Vegas, Tilly and the Wall at the Mohawk, and Darden Smith and Miles Zuniga at the Cactus Cafe. On Saturday, Austin singer-songwriter Dana Falconberry plays at Cheer Up Charlie's. The Calm Blue Sea is at the ND. And the East Austin Studio Tour wraps up at Tillery Park with the Dykes of Holland. For more on music and other events happening this weekend, check out austin360.com. From the studios of Texas Music Matters, I'm Peter Mongelo of the Austin American Statesman.
This hour, we're celebrating the big race near Austin with a special edition of Texas Music Matters coming at you from the intersection of cars and guitars. We asked our friends on Facebook for suggestions and got some pretty good ones. Marvin Lee Adey, better known as Meat Loaf, lives right here in Austin these days, raised in Dallas, so a clear Texas connection there. Beaumont's Edgar Winter enjoyed huge success in the 70s, on the charts for 80 weeks with this one. I believe this guy has both a well-known love of the highway and a few Texas connections as well.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
But songs like these have become so popular, so much a part of the mainstream, that the story of the car song almost gets lost in the mix. It's not about just having a car in the song title or something about driving in the lyrics. It's about an emotional bond put to music, says Paul Grishkin. He's the author of Rockin' Down the Highway, The Cars and the People That Made Rock and Roll.
I will say this, the real involvement between music and the car did come about with the Surfers and the Beach Boys and Jan and Dean. I mean, that's where really car culture expressed in music really had a major impact on, you know, American society. And people were singing about Woody's, people were singing about Rod's.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Hoping to capitalize on the car song craze, Baytown's Bobby Fuller moved to L.A. and before hitting it big with I Fought the Law, recorded a whole album of car songs, like King of the Wheel.
It used to be scrap in an old junkyard, till some jocks got together and they thought real hard. They wanted good looks with a lot of gold, better than the ones at the custom shows.
Oddly enough, it was such a powerful force in America that it took the Beatles to knock the car songs right out of first place and down to number 10.
But the car's place in the collective American psyche certainly didn't end with the British invasion. It just grew up.
I like to do a song of great social and political import. It goes like this. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Dialing $4 is trying to find me. I wait for delivery each day until 3. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? I'm counting on you, Lord. Please don't let me down. Prove that you love me and buy the next round. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? Everybody, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? That's it. Up and down this road.
Dallas' Steve Miller with his version of the ode to the original Led Sled, Mercury Blues. Before that, Port Arthur's Janis Joplin with one of the greatest car songs of all time. But of course, we all have our favorites, as Paul Grishkin is quick to volunteer.
Oh yes, Hot Rod Lincoln was such a key song. You know, that's what I relate to. I graduated from high school in 1969, came west to go to Stanford University, and by 1971, clearly Commander Cody, who was making his way from Ann Arbor, Michigan, and Asleep at the Wheel, was making their way from Paw, West Virginia, they were both independently singing Hot Rod Lincoln, which was actually a song penned by Charlie Ryan, who was a hot rodder and a country music star. And the song actually dates back to the early 1950s when Archie Shibley sang Hot Rod Race, again about the classic encounter between two cars going over the Grapevine Hill, et cetera, et cetera. But I think a lot of us rock and rollers relate to the Commander Cody song. I mean, first of all, Cody had exactly the right voice for it and all the sense of humor. And I won't say he modernized it, but he made it impactful for the current generation of rock and rollers. It wasn't like your daddy's old, you know, song from 10 years ago or something that was being updated. It really sounded fresh. Every time we used to hear it in the clubs in Austin, Texas, and establishing residence down there, Hot Rod Lincoln was one of the highlights of the night.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that Hot Rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. All of a sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. Said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor, that's all there is and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought lost no sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said slow down, I see spots, the lines on the road just look like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew I could catch him, I thought I could pass, don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking him down in the dip. She started to rock and I looked in the mirror. Red light was blinking, the cops was after my Hot Rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail. And they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that Hot Rod Lincoln.
Sometimes I don't know what I'm doing, 'cause sometimes all my days are filled with rain. As I travel down life's highway, things ain't going my way, 'cause there's always someone swerving in my lane. You keep a swerving in my lane, and it's causing lots of danger. I'm a honking on my horn,
shooting you the finger. I keep a switching on my bright lights, but you're just a dim to know. When you're swerving on life's highway, you're running someone off the road. The day you drove away, I thought I never could love another. How else could I feel? But now when you run into me, I can't believe I could not see. You're all tanked up, but no one's at the wheel. You keep us swerving in my lane, and it's causing lots of danger. I'm a cussing out your name, I'm a shooting you the finger. I keep a switching on my bright lights, but you're just too dim to know. When you're swerving on life's highway, you're running someone off the road. And if I ever finally pass you, oh, when I do, and if I'm still alive, I won't ever see you, 'cause I'm ripping out my rear view and I'm shifting it on in to overdrive. But you're just swerving in my lane, and it's causing lots of danger. I'm a stomping on the foot feet, I'm a shooting you the finger. I keep a switching on my bright lights, but you're just too dim to know. When you're swerving on life's highway, you're running someone off the road.
Robert Earl Keen on Texas Music Matters. Something That Song, and the one before it by Armadillo Stalwart's Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen, kind of underscore, car songs often have a whole lot of attitude. Sometimes it's the words. Sometimes it's the loping rhythm of a big V8. Sometimes it's a whole lot of both.
A smile, take a Ford or a Chevrolet, must be a 52 style. Yes, if you drive a baby slow, that's the kind of stuff she hates. She's heard about the speed of Rocket 88. All right, let's ride a little bit. and three. She said, step on the gas, John, darling, and stop all that teasing me. I said, motor, motorhead, baby, yes, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, oh no, yes, she
Houston's Johnny Guitar Watson on Texas Music Matters. We're going to be getting up to speed with some of the somewhat more contemporary models as we travel to the intersection of cars and guitars in this special edition of Texas Music Matters.
When I was a boy, I tore up the hills with my pride and joy. Nobody ever ran like that hot rod can. I gave the competition more than they could stand. Now they say that I'm the fastest in the land. I'm the hill country hot rod man. At the age of 18, when I left the farm, I just parked my hot rod in my daddy's barn. 30 years of sitting didn't do it no harm. Still eating up the road like a critter in the corn. I'm the fastest in the land. I'm the hill country hot rod man.
I ditched them good. I know every back road in this neck of the woods, 'cause I grew up in this neighborhood, and I can move a little faster than them other boys could. They always had to swallow my dust and stand, 'cause I'm the hill country hot rod man. You might think I'm wasting time tearing up these hills, that I ought to get a job so I can pay my bills. But I ain't gonna do it till I've had my fill of burning up the gas in this hot rod mill, 'cause I'd rather tear it up than be standing still. I'm the hill country hot rod man. Man.
From Austin, this is Texas Music Matters. I'm David Brown. This weekend's F1 race here is expected to generate some impressive numbers. 1,300 international journalists, nearly 190,000 hotel rooms sold, $13 million in local revenues, and a total economic impact for the state of Texas estimated at $220 million, according to some reports. Still, there's some serious skepticism about whether Formula One will ever really take hold here in the U.S. Surely there's no lack of love for the automobile around these parts. Indeed, in the music of Texas, romance and the road often go hand in glove.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio.
From Poteet, Texas, to San Marcos, to the big-time, really, Country Music Hall of Famer George Strait, with his version of the song written by Terry Stafford and Paul Frazier. While we've been focusing on music about cars this hour, some believe that cars make music of their own. That, for instance, is the sound of guitarist Jimmy Vaughn's 1951 Chevy Fleetline, as featured at the beginning of Benny Friedman's Lead Sled. Vaughn's not alone among Texas musicians with a passion for wheels. Another makes a hobby of collecting cars that wind up in his music videos, like the low-chopped 48 Cadillac with the license plate I-8-T-O-Y-K-O. The car better known as Cadzilla. The owner, ZZ Top's Billy Gibbons.
The point of Cadzilla was try to express a musical attitude in a car. It was what they say Billy's concept of the blues is. Now, that's hard to portray. It's hard to even talk about in some respects, but basically what Billy wanted was something low and sleek and mean and bold, and yet with a big smile on its face, you know, as it came cruising down the highway. And I think that, to him, expressed the essence of playing the blues, what it emotionally felt to him when he was on stage.
Nationwide. strikes and wearing nylon goalie bag. You raise your eyes. Yeah, we bad. You raise your eyes.
When it comes to cars and guitars, we're just getting started. Join us on Facebook and tell us about your favorite car song. Bonus points for a Texas connection. Just look up Texas Music Matters.
Texas Music Matters is made possible in part by Lewis Shanks of Texas, offering fine home furnishings since 1945. LewisShanksFurniture.com.
Texas Music Matters is a production of KUT Austin, heard from one end of the state to the other on a car radio near you. On behalf of the entire Texas Music Matters team, I'm David Brown, wishing you all the very best from Austin.
My.